Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174 for our online listeners that would like to call in. And if you are listening to me via phone and would like to call in, just please press pound or one. I'm here. If you also are a little shy, a little nervous to just call in, you can also text myself, Pastor Toy, or Brother Rob to give me the message. Or if your background is a little noisy, you don't want to come on, you can do it either way. And if you have something to say, our topic for tonight is conquer and fear. I love this topic. I'm so excited for this topic. I just praise God for tonight. I just want to bless God just allow me to see another day and just that his promising that, you know, every morning I just say a prayer like, Lord, cover me, protect my coming and my going. And I thank God that death is appointed to all men, but I just thank God that he has allowed me another night to just bring forth his word. And also, if we can just say like a small prayer, a small but effective prayer for a young boy who is in a hospital. He was just shot, young, innocent-year-old boy, just shot in the Frankfurt section of Philly. If we can just lift him, his family up in prayer, we know that God delivers. We know that God is a warrior. He's a conqueror. And all things happen through him. And I believe that if we just pray on his behalf, just God will intervene. Amen. So, Father God, I just ask, Lord Jesus, I just want to first and foremost just say thank you for this day. Just thank you. Just lift your name up. Just give you all the glory, Lord. We just give you all the honor, Lord. Father God, I ask that you will just cover that child, that 10-year-old child, in your mighty, mighty blood from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord. I ask that you will be with him, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you will recover him, Lord, that you will revive him, Lord, that you will bring him from whatever trauma that he is in, Lord Jesus. Father God, I ask that you will be with him, Lord. And Father God, not for our own glory, but for your glory, Lord Jesus. Let this be a testimony in his neighborhood, in his community, even within his family, even within himself, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you cover the child, Lord Jesus, and that he come back in full recovery in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. And we just even pray for our communities, Lord Jesus. We just pray for the protection of all our children, Lord, at the school that they are going, Lord Jesus, even in the colleges, even in the daycares, Lord. We just ask for your mighty blood, your mighty protection just to cover them, Lord. You are omniscient, Lord. You are everywhere, Father God. So we just plead that you will have a divine intervention, Lord, to cover this child, Lord Jesus. And Father God, just cover our children, Lord, the school, Lord. Protect their coming and their going, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just say thank you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. It is in your mighty name that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our topic for tonight, as I said before, is conquering fear. And our verse for tonight, I'll just go in straight into our verse, which was a little hard. You know, the Bible has many things about fear, different topics about different scripture about fear that I love, like almost all of them, but I narrowed it down to 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. And it says, there is no love, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. So, conquering fear. What is it to conquer fear? We will go over conquering fear, what it looks like. Amen. We will go over trust versus fear. And then we will just go over knowing our triggers when it comes to fear, anxiety, and all those things. Amen. So, oh man, fear. I feel like I've always been in fear. I feel like majority of my life I lived it in fear. Since I was a little girl up until the time I was saved, and then even now I still have fear. And my main fear that I have right now that I am trusting God to conquer, and that I'm not only trusting that God will conquer on my behalf, that I too will conquer it by just stepping out on faith and by just defeating fear head on, just going straight into it with my full armor on. Amen. So my main fear is driving. It may sound funny to some people, but it's driving on the highway, the expressway. I get so anxious. Things just start popping up in my head, like, what if this happened? What if that happened? That I can almost scare myself, have my heart rate go so skyrocket, so high. I fear driving so much on the road. Like roads, regular streets and things like that is fine for me. But the sound of the road, it gives me anxiety, calls fear. And even before I started driving, I always had this fear of, what if I get into an accident? What if this happened? And I know I told you guys that I have been in an accident, but none of this has, my accident was not caused by me. I was a passenger in the accident. Prior to that, I was never in a car accident. So where this fear came from, it started from anxiety of just thinking about driving. And then it came to a point where I said I would never drive. And then it came to a point where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting jobs because I don't have a valid driver's license. So I got a driver's license. And at the age of probably like 23, I think I was 23 when I had my driver's license. And I got my driver's license, and I was like, okay, now I can, you know, start applying to jobs. But I was already disqualified because of fear. And that's what fear does. It can disqualify us. It can set us back. Amen? So I was already disqualified. I was already set back and also causing health problems with myself. Like, that having my heart rate increase, that can cause all types of health problems. Amen. So that's just like one of a major fear that I had. And God has blessed me. You know, I haven't had a car in like a year and some months. And I was just like, Lord, I'm going to save up money. I'm going to restrict myself from my wants. And I was just save and save and save. So I was able to get myself a nice car by the grace of God, to save up money and to get myself a nice car. At the end of August, so by the time school started and I was, so by the time work starts for the school year, I had a car. And what I prayed for, and this is just a reminder as well, just be ready for what you pray for. Amen. So I have this car, but I'm catching the train all the way to work, getting on the L train. And I should be driving. This is what I pray for. And that was one of my main prayers, to get to and from church and also to get to and from work safe and sound. That was my prayer to God. I got to help me out. I need a boost. He has provided me. He has also allowed, you know, put a new position in front of my face where I can work at a new job with increased pay, things like that. And within months, I was able to save up without basically being evicted from my place and things like that and get this car. So what I prayed for, what God has done his part. God done his part. Amen. So now this fear since September, oh, man, it came back. I forgot I had this fear. I wanted the car so bad. You know, standing in, at the bus stop in the wintertime, you can almost forget about fear, you know. Fear, the cold kind of trumped my fear. So I was just praying for this car, and God has done that, done his part. But as I was praying for that, I didn't pray that, Lord, just prepare me that once I get back on this road, because I had no idea as I was praying for this car that I will be at a different location once I receive this car. So as I told you, God has promoted me, and I have went on to a new job, a new location. I'm all the way in the Northeast, and my job is all the way in on the other side of Philly, you know. So I have to take the boulevard driving to work. So I would say the past 2-3 weeks, I have been driving. Some days I didn't drive, and one day, particularly last week, I didn't drive because it was raining. I was very nervous. If it, my Philly people, y'all know how the boulevard is. Y'all know how people drive and things like that. So I was just anxious before. Once I saw a few drops, I was like, nope, I won't be driving. And that was early last week. And I said, wow, this is crazy. This is so crazy. So it rained again, I think, on a Thursday. And I said, you know what? I'm going to drive. I'm gonna defeat this fear. Like, I'm going to drive. And the more I do it, the more repetition, things like that, that this fear will be conquered. Just keep going and keep going. You know, this is how you conquer fear. It may not happen overnight. You know, this is not magic. Amen? This is a magic. I told you, I've always been fearing this for a long time. So for me to have this fear for a long time, even before I started driving, it will take time for this fear to go away. It will take time to conquer it, you know, and little by little, amen, if I go little by little, day by day, I can conquer this fear. Amen. I trust and I believe with the Lord on my side that I will conquer this fear. And, you know, so I drove to work on that rainy day in the road. It was actually, it was so, I contemplated, I'm not going to even lie, like I contemplated, like I'm going to park this car and I'm going to get on the L train. I'm parking this car, I'm getting on the L train. But I just said, Lord, just cover me, just be with me. And God has done that. The roads were, like, people were not driving crazy. People were cautious. On the boulevard, they were very cautious, and I was just like, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, that people care about their lives and maybe my life as well. So I said that, you know, to say that, and I would say, like, on days where it's nice out, I am eager and I am trusting in God a little more. So that day, my supervisor was like, Dom, did you drive? And I was like, yes, I drove today. And, you know, I even shared something with her because on my way to work, once I began to trust God, like, hey, I trust you, just talking to God, I was like, oh, man, I was just like, I'm going to trust you even on the rainy days, you know. I'm so eager to drive and so trusting on those dry days that when it came to the rainy days, my faith didn't kick in. Fear kicked in. So I said, Lord, even on the rainy days, I'm going to trust you. I want all of us to trust God even on our rainy days. And it may not be a literal rainy day. Your rainy day may look like speaking in front of people, amen, giving a dissertation. Your rainy day may look like having, I don't know, your rainy day may differ from my rainy day. It could be a literal rainy day as I fear driving on the highway, and then when you add rain or even snow, amen? So we want to trust God even on those rainy days. We're talking about conquering fear. Conquering fear. How do you conquer fear? Amen? So once again, as I said before, if you're just joining us, our topic for tonight is conquering fear. The verse of tonight is coming from 1 John 4:18, which tells us that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. And we know that we know that love conquers fear. There is no fear in love. Amen? Love casts all of that away. So I'm trusting in God that this fear will be defeated in Jesus' name. So I just want to go over the definitions. I like just getting into definitions just because it just gives us an idea. You know, conquer is to take control. Google's definition says that conquer is to take control of a place or person by use of military force, to overcome a problem or a weakness, or to successfully overcome a mountain. Amen. And all this can be related back biblically. We have mountains in our lives. They may not be literal mountains, but fear is a mountain in our life. As I said before, fear detours. Fear holds us back. Fear is a weakness. Fear is a weakness that we cannot afford to have because of those setbacks. Amen. And I love that it's to take control. So to say, fear, you don't have me. I'm going to take control. That's what conquering is all about, taking control. I'm going to take control of what's in front of me. And like it say, by use of a military force. So a military is strong, you know. So this force, when you are conquering fear, you're coming with force, you're coming with power, you're coming with might. Amen. And we're using God. Amen. Romans, if you can turn with me, and you know, I meant to tell y'all this, get y'all notebooks, notepads, y'all know what to get. We go over a lot of scripture, and I just, as I say before, I like to go through scripture just so you know I'm not saying this on my own. Scripture is our foundation. Amen. So if you can turn with me to Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. So through God, it is only through God are we able to conquer our fears, our anxieties. Amen. It is only through God are we able to conquer fear, to defeat fear. It is only through him that we are able to do this. So as we're conquering, we know that God is with us. And the definition of fear is, it's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or fear. That's Google's definition. And I'll just take the unpleasant emotion. It's like when I say I fear, it's really like, and I say that it can become something on my health, it really becomes on my health, because when I fear, I'm anxious about something. It's so hard for me to breathe. It's so hard for me to move. And embarrassingly, like, sometimes I cry. Like, it can be so overwhelming that I will cry. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about, because I know that this is the works of the devil. You know, the word tells us that the devil is on a prowl. You have to be alert because the devil is on a prowl. So I don't like when I'm fearful, because when I'm fearful, it just tells me that I'm not aligned with God. Whenever I'm in fear, I'm not aligned with God. I know I'm not aligned with God. And I say that because it just takes me back to when I was younger and when I would fear a lot and when I wasn't really close to God, and because I didn't know the word and I didn't have the foundations the foundation of the word. I would really fear death. That was like I would fear death. Like, I would really be afraid. Like, as I said, you know, that's why that little boy that has been shot, and I pray that God will work this situation out, but it kind of triggered something, and it went back to my childhood when I was 12 years old. I think it was Pierce Elementary School. Young kids just walk into school and caught in the crossfire is young Faheem Thompson. And I remember that because that was close in the area. And we grew up on 20th and Diamond, and it would be shootout so bad that, you know, at a certain time, my mom was like, everyone come upstairs. At a certain time, you had to come upstairs and lay low, stay away from the windows. And that's the position that my mom wanted us in. She didn't want anyone sleeping on the couch, falling asleep on the couch. Doors were locked. Doors were locked and lights were out. So hearing this, it kind of brought a fear to me. It reminded me of my childhood, and I was easily triggered, you know, like just thinking of the fear that I had as a child just dying prematurely. I was not close to God, so it was just like I would be so afraid and try to avoid, not knowing that God controls everything. And no matter what I do, I can move to the left, move to the right. If God says it's my time, it's my time. But at that time, I didn't know, and I was very fearful, very fearful of death. And knowing that a kid, 10 years old, I was, what, 12? So I'm like, oh, my God, she's a kid, I'm a kid. Wow, now I know that kids can die. I didn't know that. So that was, like, my main fear, just being afraid to die. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network, and we're discussing our topic for tonight is conquering fear. And how do we conquer fear? And it's first conquering fear through Christ, amen, knowing that all things work together if we trust in Christ, amen. We know that we can conquer anything through God. And it's only through him that we're able to conquer these things. So first, we must trust. Fear and trust cannot exist together, cannot coexist. Amen? Fear and trust cannot coexist. But you can't have one with the other. Amen? It doesn't go that way because look at as this. As we go back to our verse of the night, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. So there's no fear in love. So say if someone says that they love you, but it will always come with a but. You understand what I'm saying? I love you, but, or I'm ready to go to school, but. There's fear in that. You know, if you fear something, there's going to always be a but to stop you, to hold you back. So fear is a barrier. As I said before, it's a barrier. It's a barrier. It's a detour. It steps us back. So we don't want to fear. Amen. We do not want to fear. And when I say, and some people may get confused, like, but we're supposed to fear God. Why do we fear God? Fearing God is different from just regular fear. Fear of God is out of respect. Amen. It's a respect thing. When we fear God, we respect him. Amen. We respect his teachings and we do his thing. We know that his wrath, we don't want to be under his wrath. Amen. Amen. So fear, as I said before, fear detours. And also I want us to understand that fear is not, it is not, it is not, it is not assigned by God. It is not one of his gifts that he has given us. Fear isn't that. Amen? It's not. Second Timothy says that, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen? So, once again, fear is not assigned by God. fear is not assigned by God. And I want you to understand that, because the devil will try to use fear to hold us back from doing the will of God, from doing the things of God. How many times are you ready to move to the next level and you just hear a voice in your ear, just whispering in your ear that you're not good enough? You're not good enough for this position. You're not good enough to be in a relationship, to be worthy of someone loving you. You will never amount to nothing. That's what fear does. It whispers deceitful words to us. Fear is deceit. In my opinion, fear is very deceitful. Fear blurs our vision, blurs the will of God, blurs the will that God has over our life. It's a barrier. So how much longer will you allow this barrier to take over your life? That's something that you can think about. That's something that I'm also thinking about. Amen. As I said before, that fear of driving, it held me back so long. Even to the point I didn't... So as I told you, you know, I just started driving, you know, the past 3 weeks. But I also tried to drive. What actually made me fearful is I tried to drive before the first week when work started, the school year started. I drove to work, and I was 2 hours late the first day. How do I leave out to get a head start maybe 30 minutes? I should have been to work 30 minutes early, but how do I end up 2 hours late? I'll tell you how I end up 2 hours late. I was very fearful. I drove the boulevard, but my GP, and mind you, I'm a bus girl. I can get around the city on the bus, the L, the sub, but driving is different. I don't know the little back roads for driving and things like that, so it's different when you're driving. So I don't know those little back roads to get to, like, the other side of the city coming from the northeast. so I was my GPS kept trying to make me get on Kelly Drive, and I heard about Kelly Drive. And my mom would tell me about Kelly Drive. You have to be prepared. It's all these curves and all that stuff. You have to be prepared for Kelly Drive. So my mom, don't get on Kelly Drive. Take Ridge Ave. I was so afraid of, because my GPS kept telling me to take Kelly Drive, and my mom told me that, no, all you have to do is keep to the right, and you'll run into Ridge Ave. You don't have to take Kelly Drive. But I was so afraid that I would accidentally get on Kelly Drive that I kept detouring myself, and I kept trying to take shortcuts, which actually made it longer. I was trying to do something that I don't even know what I was trying to do. I can't even explain it. So all I know is fear detoured me. Amen? Fear detoured me. And I looked at it like, wow, this thing, this fear that I should be conquering is conquering me. This fear is taking over my life. This fear is detouring me, not just in this moment, but it's been detouring me my whole life. It's been crippling me because I've allowed it. And that's what we have to understand. Once you realize and understand that you have given fear if you have given fear way over your life, you have to understand it. Take knowledge of it. Take ownership of it. And now what's the next step? Okay, I trust in you, Lord. I know that fear drowns out all of that. I'm sorry. I know that your love, I know that trusting in you drowns out all of that fear, all of that anxiety. Why get so anxious and work yourself up like that? Amen? So as I said before, fear is not something that is assigned by God. Know that. Write that down. And it's good to have scriptures. And the scriptures may look cute, Because I had my favorite scripture is from Psalm 34, verse 4. And the Lord has delivered me from all my fear. Amen. And I had that up for probably some months now. That scripture, I had it up. And it looks cute on those, as I said, on those dry days. They're cute to write out. Scriptures, you know, they're cute to write out. But to live it out is something else. To experience it is something else. To really have to hold those scriptures and like, I need you. I need you. I need you. Your word says. You know, and that's how I definitely was in the car, like just driving like, oh, man, oh, man. I'm like, oh, man, Lord is saying his word. And a scripture that also helped me when I'm driving, when I'm feeling fearful is Psalm 27, the first verse. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Just understanding, like, who you are. You are my, whom should I fear? I should fear no one. You are my light. You are my salvation. Amen. So it says that the word is like medicine to our soul. So are you taking your daily dosage of the word? Amen. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. Amen. It's like medicine to our soul. So it's important that we take the word in and not just know these words just to get points at Bible study or just to look smart. But we write these in our heart. So when the time comes, when our rainy days, when we are faced against our mountains, amen, when we're face to face, we want to be able to say these words, say these scriptures, call on God in the time of need, in the time of trouble. Amen. So if you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. If you are listening online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak to me, have any questions, any comments, please press pound or one. I'm here. And as I said before, if your background may be loud and you don't want to call in, you can also give me a text and I can share. All right, so conquering fear. How do you conquer fear? It's, as I said before, it's trusting, believing in God and knowing that through him, as Romans 8 tell us, through him, only through God are we able to conquer. Are we able to go against fear? And I say this, know your triggers. Know what trigger you. If we're being honest, amen, if we're being real, we have to know these triggers, these things that triggers us. So for me, with driving and just being anxious, I know that I'll have to sacrifice. I'll have to leave out a good 15 minutes early, a good 15 or 20 minutes early, just to keep my anxiety down. Because my anxiety leads to fear, leads to heavy breathing, leads to me wanting to cry. I haven't cried in a long time, but hey, I don't know what this fear would do. But just to trust in God, like, I'm going to trust in you. I left out at a decent time today, but traffic was pretty backed up. But I trust, I was very trusting in God, and just, it's nothing I can do. It's nothing I can do. My GPS told me to take a different route, and that, I was a little anxious, a little fearful to take a different route, but I said, you know what, I'm going to trust you, Lord. This is something new. And I just thank God, like, God is so good in the way that he does things. Like, he knew this is what he wanted me to do to get over this fear. Amen. And I said, this was one of my prayers, like, to get over this fear, to conquer this fear of being so fearful, so afraid of driving. This was one of my prayers in the beginning of the year. And sometimes we forget those things that we pray for, but this prayer can only be fulfilled with me doing the actions, you know, and that trusting in God, it comes with faith. Amen. It comes with belief. And we know that faith without works is dead. So I thank God. He is very intentional. He is very, he knows what he's doing. Amen. He's a God that thinks ahead. So know your triggers, you know, and as I said, I can think so far ahead. You know, I could think about the future and then be like, oh my gosh, like I'll just scare myself so bad thinking about the future or going into, like, that can make me so fearful. So just know your triggers and what fear, what makes you fearful, you know. And I guess that's me coming from just working in the behavioral health field. Amen. Amen. So know your triggers, you know. And I also, I have, like, another story of, like, me just being fearful. I had, like, this little dream. Like, I always wanted to be, like, an actress. And I used to look up, like, auditions and things like that. And one was for, like, this Christian ministry I did some time ago that I was looking up. And it was in Philly. They came to Philly a couple of times. And I sabotaged it. I practiced. I, like, would practice at night and then sometimes in the morning. And I practiced different monologues. I practiced, like, walking to be a model in that portion. And I would say that I did really, I think I did good, but I would sabotage it. I would, like, prepare myself to be ready at night. And then when the morning comes, I would, like, do all this stuff. And then, like, oh, I didn't have time to get down there. I didn't have a way of getting down there. So I would sabotage, and it was, like, two auditions that I wanted to go to, and I sabotaged it. And that was because of fear. I was very fearful of the rejection that I may get, you know. And also, like, oh, man, I'm older. They may want a kid. I should have started when I was young. But I just thank God, you know, like, at the end of the day, all things is for his glory. And I wasn't ready at that time to give him glory for the gifts that he has given me. But I would definitely say that I sabotaged a dream because of fear. And how many of, as I said before, it blurs our vision. Amen. We're talking about how to conquer fear. We want to conquer fear with knowing that God is on our side. No, just trusting and believing all that he says that he would do. Amen. Knowing our triggers, knowing that the word is like medicine to our souls. So we want to be taken in the word. We want to not just be hearers, but also to be doers of the word, you know, to trust in his word and to believe in all that he says. Amen. Him who has formed us. Amen. And know that the Lord can conquer, the Lord can deliver. Amen. That's why he is almighty. Amen. It's not just placing that scripture on ourselves as a tattoo, but it's actually like, wow, like, this is real, you know? The Lord has delivered me from every fear. I love it. Psalm 34. I love it. I love it. I love it. Because, and that's the psalm, you know, David was running for his life. Mm-hmm. He was running for his life, and for him to ask God to deliver him from this fear, it was like a saying, Lord, I'm trusting you, Lord, that you would deliver me in this time. Why my enemies are up against me? And that's how we can feel. We may not have, like, people literally coming after us, but the devil is, as I said, on the prowl. So he's sending his little devices. Oh, I know Dominique. I know Tiffany. I know Kim. They are easily fearful. So I'm going to send this to stop them from serving God. I know Dominique don't like to speak in public, so I'm going to put every type of attack on her so the word of God won't go forth. I'm going to make her feel like she's not worthy to give the word of God. I'm going to make her very fearful. I'm going to tell her to, hey, not me. I'm going to make her very fearful not to read the word, because if she reads the word, she's going to gain more knowledge in Christ. Amen? So we may not have literal people coming after us in the physical, but in the spiritual realm, there are attacks all around us. Amen? So we have to be prepared. The devil is on the prowl. We have to be on a watch. Amen. Amen, amen. Our verse for tonight is, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. And that is an open invitation to all those who want to know Christ, all those who want to know what he has done, all those who are living in fear for their life, fear that I'm in too much sin that I can't even get out. Amen. I say there is nothing, there's no sin that God cannot forgive. Amen. But it's only through his Son. The only way through God is through his Son. So it's only through his Son that you trust and that you believe that he will cover all your sins, that he will wash them new. He will wash and make you new. Amen? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. I'm telling you, there is a love from Christ. He has died on the cross for you. For me, he has died on the cross that you will be saved. And all I'm just asking is that if you're ready to be delivered from all your fears, if you're ready for perfect love to cast out any fear that you have, all I just ask is that you just call on the name Jesus. Just repent of every sin that you have ever committed, knowingly or unknowingly. Just commit, confess to that sin, trusting and believing that Jesus is Lord, that he is your personal Lord and Savior. And if you have done this, you are saved. Now, we just like to encourage you to get in a Bible-believing church, to be around like-minded people, be around people that will remind you, like, hey, I know you've been in fear, you have been letting this fear defeat you, or you have been going back to your old ways. But listen, I want you to keep faith, keep trusting, and keep believing in God, and go back to point you right back to your source. We want to ask God to align you with those resources to put you back in those sources, to put you back, amen, with God, who is our main source. So I would like to bring Pastor Toya or Brother Rob on for announcements.
Yes, real quickly, I'm going to do the announcements. And a wonderful show tonight, Dominique. Great show. And with that being said, this is a Product Purpose Kingdom Network. We'd like to thank each and every one of you who joined us for tonight's program. We also invite you, to like our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. That way you can see our upcoming advertisements, our upcoming shows, and just our general announcements for the evening. And we thank you so much for participating, no matter where you're calling, whether you're calling or listening via phone or listening via internet. We thank you so much. Also, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And please feel free to visit our archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply hear any of our past or previous shows. You simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can listen to that show in its entirety at your convenience, and whenever you like, and feel free to share with family and friends. Also, we have our morning walk with prayer on anchor.com. So So you can go visit any of our media pages and you can follow the link to anchor.com to hear our morning walk, in prayer. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can just go ahead and follow those links to anchor.com. And we thank each and every one of you. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour, hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of our announcements, and the programming is back in your hands, Sister Dominique.
Brother Rob, before you go.
Still here.
Hello? Oh, yes.
Yeah,
well, thank you for the announcement. I just want to, have you conquered a fear? Do you have time to tell us about a time that you conquered fear? Like,
yes, many of them. The first one was fatherhood. I didn't think that, that I would be able to be a father. Quickly conquered that. And, you know, the next one was the fear of heights, which was, something I even never tried to conquer until I actually, realized that, and it was like you said, basically, where we find our base, where we find our faith, and our faith was in God, and God would lead me to this point if he didn't want me to leap, basically, if he didn't want me to take that leap into the unknown. And that's basically what faith is based on, is when you actually take that leap and you journey into the unknown. There's a lot of things that we don't know, but the one thing we do know is that we know we can stand on our faith. And that's how I learned to conquer my fears and start knocking them down one after the other. I had many fears, and it seems now that they don't seem as silly as having those fears, but once conquered, you can look back and you can say, hey, I did have, some kind of basis behind me knocking down these fears. And once I realized that the basic overall fear was just me journeying to something that was unknown to me and having faith behind me to go ahead and take that first step. And that's how I was able to, conquer those fears that I had. And like I said, there were many, but, those were the two main common ones that stood out to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's my day, y'all. That's my day. But thank you. Thank you. I thought it was pretty interesting that Brother Rob, a.k.a. my dad, when you hype and you boasting, said about fear of fatherhood, because a lot of people may have fear about fatherhood for different reasons. Some may have never, don't know what it is to be a father, or may feel like they fell. But I just want to let you know, through Christ, you can conquer all of this. And that, I know for me, like, that would definitely be, that's a fear that I have conquered, of being a mother. I'm still not a mother, but I used to get, when I say that, my anxiety that causes fear, and that was another, it reminded me of another fear that I had, but through Christ I have conquered that fear. But it will be to the point where I would go through the whole process of being a mother and delivering. My main fear was delivering a child, and I would get so anxious. I would get so, my heart raced, and I would cry. I wasn't even at that point, nowhere near, and I don't know why I'm having this much anxiety, to the point I was like, I don't want kids at all. I don't want kids at all, because of the anxiety and the fear that I had so much. And it was only just surrendering to God, hey, I trust you and I believe in you, and you will deliver me. As I said, Psalm 34 is, oh man, it speaks to my life. But yes, I was very fearful of being a mom because of the delivery process, but I trust and I believe God when that time comes that I'm going to remember these words, and I just pray that, Lord, you hear me, and just bring those words into remembrance for when that time comes that I am fearful that his words will be brought up in remembrance. In Psalm 34, it says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So before God can deliver you, you have to seek him to show him, like, hey, I trust you. I'm looking for you. Because without on my own, I can't do this. I cannot move this mountain. I'm just a little weak little person. I can't do this. I can't move this on my own. When this world is over, that's it. I can't do this. You are stronger. You are bigger than I am. You are God all by yourself. I need your help. Amen. So we have to acknowledge that. This is the last point I definitely want to make, that conquering fear comes with acknowledging Christ, going out and seeking him. Yes, now you trust, now you believe, but it's actually going out and seeking him, knowing that you cannot handle every problem. As I said on our last show before, like, there will be some things that will be for you, and other things, you will have to give that battle to God. Amen? And when conquering these things, we must trust in God, and we must put our faith into his hand, because he's the one that controls our lives. Amen? He's the one that says, this is your beginning and this is your end. Amen? So, in closing, do not let fear detour your life. Do not let fear hold you back. Do not let fear blind your vision of what God has for you, what God wants to do in your life, where you're supposed to be placed at. Do not let fear stop you from the position that you're supposed to be in. If you're supposed to be a father, do not let fear hold you back. If you're supposed to be an engineer, do not let fear hold you back. Whatever it is that God has designed you for, fear cannot have his way, because fear is not designed by God. It is not assigned to us through God, but only love, only power, and only a sound mind. So we have that sound mind that when the devil is whispering in our ear, that we call on our Savior. We say, hey, Lord, I'm seeking you and I'm trusting you to deliver me. Bring me out of this fear that I'm facing, this mountain that I'm faced against. Send your army to help me conquer this. And it is only through trusting God that we can conquer. Amen. So with God's will and God's blessing, I will see you, or you'll hear from me in the next 2 weeks, but let's not forget that Purpose Kingdom Network is broadcasting almost every night. So please join us tonight for the Healing Hour. And may God be with you, and also to keep that young man in prayers. Amen. Lift the young man up and his family up. And may God protect and guide you, and may he deliver you from every fear, every anxiety. And until next time, Jesus.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.